USA News, I'm Dave Collins. The conflict between Israel and Hamas has entered its 26th day. Evacuations from the Gaza Strip into Egypt are underway, with injured civilians and hundreds of foreign passport holders, including Americans, among those leaving. Since the war's onset of October 7th, the total death toll has exceeded 10,000 people. President Biden is in Minnesota, emphasizing his administration's commitment to investing in rural areas.
About making things in rural America again. And that's exactly what the historic legislation we passed has done, creating new and better markets and new income streams so that generations of rural Americans can begin to thrive again.
Speaking from Dutch Creek Farms in Northfield, Biden unveiled over $5 billion in fresh funding for agriculture, broadband, clean energy, and infrastructure in rural areas across the nation. The president emphasized that young people in these regions should have opportunities for employment without having to leave their homes. Two House Republicans have decided not to run for re-election. Texas Congresswoman Kay Granger, a House member since 1997, Colorado Congressman Ken Buck, both revealed on Wednesday that they will not be running in 2024. Granger expressed the belief that it's time for the next generation to take the reins, while Buck has been vocal in his criticism of his party, particularly Republicans who persist in claiming that the 2020 election was stolen. There's been a recent spike in anti-Semitic attacks across the country as a result of the war in Israel. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Department of Justice has no tolerance for threats of violence based on religion.
That is why I have directed all of our U.S. attorneys and FBI field offices to work closely with our federal, state, and local law enforcement partners in their districts to keep their communities safe.
Anti-Semitic incidents have increased 400% in recent weeks. This is USA News.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. But with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant! And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
A safety review of the SpaceX Starship rocket has been completed by federal authorities. The nearly 400-foot rocket has had just one test flight so far and stands ready for a second liftoff at the SpaceX launch pad in South Texas. NASA plans on using the Starship for its Artemis III moon mission to land humans on the lunar surface. The birth rate in the U.S. is dropping. The CDC says the U.S. birth rate fell by 22% from 2007 to 2022. The data also shows that not one state reported an increase in birth rates. Some states did experience a slower decline than others, with North Dakota experiencing a 9% drop. Lawmakers have selected a new ambassador for Israel. Lance Pry has more.
Former Treasury Secretary Jack Lew is the new U.S. ambassador to Israel. The Senate confirmed Lew in a 53-43 vote yesterday. Lew's confirmation comes as the conflict between Israel and Hamas continues.
Turns out ghosts aren't a deal breaker for home buyers. A Zillow survey found that 67% of prospective home buyers would purchase a haunted house if it was in good condition, good location, and affordable. And nearly 30% said they were more likely to buy a home if it was haunted. World Series viewing is down. According to Nielsen, Games 2 and 3 had the least watched in recorded history. Dave Collins, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha Steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.